Celia, the day is November 25th, 2020.
Querida Celia, the day is, December 23rd. Today's December 23rd. Happy Merry Christmas Eve. Right? So I graduate in 4 days. The day today is May 18th, 2021.
The day is June 2nd, 2021. The day is February 15th, and it is 1:43 a.m.
I hope that when you listen to this, estoy super lista.
Y va a ser muy divertido. Okay, that's all.
Love you, bye.
Today is Tuesday, August 29th, 2023. And we're already back for another podcast because now I'm back in the swing of it and now I adore it again. And today I want to talk about how maybe life is patient after all. And what do I mean by that? You might be like, Celia, what do you mean? What I mean by that is I feel as though in life, we're constantly rushing to the next thing. And I am so guilty of this. I'm constantly wanting to be in this different phase of life. And I felt it the most when I was a teenager, when I remember so desperately wanting to be in my 20s and wanting to be an adult and wanting to, I said, when I'm this age, I'll be able to do this. And when I'm this age, I'll be able to wear that. And now I'm that age. And I'm like, girl, cariño, amor, sweetheart. All of these ideas that I had about what being an adult is. And I saw this quote today that actually threw me aback. That fully, I just kind of went, because it said something along the lines of, you're not responsible for the dreams that your younger self created, for this idea that your younger self created about who you would be when they had no idea what it takes to be that. Does that make sense? Like, it's this idea of, like, when you're younger, you have all these expectations of, like, oh, I need to get married by 25. I need to do this by this age. I need to do that. I need to whatever. And then you get to that age and you realize life is not as clear cut as we believed it to be. You know, it's not just like, oh, when you're 25, you'll have your life together. No, I'm 24 and I feel like I figure myself out every single day. And that is where I got this idea from when I was walking today. I was walking with my little headphones. I was having my main character moment. And I had this idea of the fact that maybe life is patient. Maybe we don't have to know everything right at this moment. Maybe it's okay to be figuring it out. And that's kind of like a hard pill to swallow, right? Because we're fed this idea of you should always know what you're doing. You should always know what you want your career to be, what you want your next step to be. You should always know what you want in a partner. You should always know who you want to be at the end of the day. And that leaves very little room for discovering who you are or for evolving. And this also creates this idea of if you're going through heartbreak right now, first of all, I'm so sorry. And I'm sending you such a big hug. Like, just imagine, just take a moment right now to imagine me giving you a big, huge, like, what's a bear hug? Is that what they call it? A huge, like, just imagine, like, mama also, like, you know, just a warm, loving hug. Just imagine that. Let's just take a second and imagine that. Okay, ready? Okay, do you feel better? I hope you feel a little better. I feel a little better. I'm going to give myself a hug. Let's do that now, okay? That sounds so, like, so, yeah. I want you to cross your arms and give yourself a big, huge hug. Like, pretty much, like, it's almost like stretching, too. So put one hand on one shoulder. You know what I mean? Like, cross your arms, give yourself a big, huge hug, pat yourself on the back, say you're doing an excellent job. I'm so proud of you. And sometimes I do that and I'll literally start crying because I realize how bad I needed to hear that from myself. But if you're going through heartbreak, I had this thought of basically where I was like, I'm going to talk about me, right? Because I only know my experience. And if you're listening here, I can only talk about my experiences. So I've had this thought where I'm like, wow, so-and-so didn't like me. So-and-so broke up with me. Like, oh no, what if they find someone like me? Like this idea that I keep telling myself, like, no, there's nobody like me. And then I was like, no, they're going to find somebody like me. They're going to find someone exactly like me. However, by the time that they are with that person, they love that person, they might miss me. But that version of me that they're with, that, you know, type of person, the person that is exactly like me, I'm sorry if I'm making sounds with the microphone. The person who is exactly like me is no longer like me because I will have already evolved into a much better version. Y punto. Mic drop. No, what I mean by that is we're constantly evolving as people. And, you know, if you're in a relationship, you're in a friendship, and it ends, you might be like, oh no, what if they find someone like me? They might. They probably will. Like, we are a lot more similar than you would think. But the important thing to remember here is you are constantly evolving. And what you learned with that person will allow you to become someone better. No matter, you know, if it ended, if it was a bad breakup, a good breakup, they taught you things that will help you become a better person. Whether it was to teach people not to treat people the way they treated you, that's one thing. Or whether it's to take some of the love that they gave you and give it back to yourself, give it back to your family, give it back to your coworkers, your peers. You know, every situation has something that can be learned. And so often, we get into the emotional state of no, like, I'm just sad. I'm just sad. Or this is just this way. This person, you know. And when someone hurts you, it's really hard to kind of like look past this, right? Because you're hurting and you need to let yourself hurt. That's important. That's really important to heal. But I think every situation has something that you can learn from. And like I said, even if they might meet someone that's like you, you will meet a new version of yourself as well. And we are constantly evolving. And it's so important to give yourself grace in those moments when you are becoming a different version of yourself, because it could be so easy. It could be so easy to be like, oh, but I'm not where I want to be, but I'm not who I want to be. Let it go. Let it go. I know that's hard to say. I know that's really, really hard to say. But you are comparing yourself to this idea that you've created in your head of who you want to be, which is bullshit. That's what I have to say about that. And I'm literally saying this to myself too. I'm literally like looking in the camera like, Celia, you need to hear this. Maybe life is patient, okay? And I'm learning this. Not everything has to be going a million miles an hour. I don't have to be balancing 400 plates to say that I'm good at balancing something. I could be holding two plates and that could be enough. Like, I feel so often that, like I said, we are feeding ourselves this idea that we're not enough unless we are everything. Why? Why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? Why is it that being happy isn't enough? You know what I mean? Like, yes, it's important to have goals. It's important to want to try to better yourself. But I think it's really important to not do that out of place of hatred to yourself, but to do it out of place of love. And this was something on my 24th birthday last month. I made that the day that I started going to the gym. And I was like, this is something that I've wanted to do for a really long time. This is something that I've been putting off for a really long time. I know that I want to go to the gym. I know that I want to prioritize my health because I know it will help my mental health. But I kept putting excuses. I was like, no, because of this. No, because of that. No, because I won't see results fast enough. And then I was like, Celia, if you don't go, you're never going to see any results. I said, so you just get your butt to the gym. And that doesn't have to be the gym for you. That could be, oh, you've been wanting to read, but you kept telling yourself, no, I can't because of this. No, I've never been a reader. No, because people might judge the books that I like. Que te valga madre, bro. Que te valga madre. That's what I'm saying. Because so often we're so caught up on what people are going to think about us. Oh, what if so and so doesn't like me if I decide to do this hobby? What if so and so doesn't like me if I then decide to pursue this different career that people didn't expect it? Bro, que te valga madre. That's what I have to say. That's what I have to say about that. Because everybody is figuring themselves out. I don't think there's one singular person that their entire life knew 100% of what they were going to do all the time. Like, nobody ever has it completely figured out. And that's okay. That's so okay. That's so okay. And I think patience is a virtue. We all know this. It's so everybody and their mama says that. They're like, you need to be patient. You need to be patient. And that's so true. That's so true. But in that same vein of us being patient, I think life is patient with us as well. And I think, I've made the episode about manifesting, and I said, your mind is so powerful, you can manifest so many different things. And I've manifested so many different things into my life, which freaks me out so much. And so often we're like, I keep saying that so often. But you know what? Things happen. Things keep happening until you notice the pattern and change it. So that's why it's so often. So often, we start to feel as though if our manifestations, if what we want doesn't immediately appear into our life, it's never coming. Why? 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 Why is it that it has to be right this second? Maybe it shouldn't be this second. And we're going to turn it back to love. We're going to turn it back to relationships. Like, I keep telling myself, like, oh, like, yeah, I want to be in a relationship. I want to be in love. Like, all these different things. What everybody always tells themselves, right? Like, we all want to be loved. We all want to be cared about. We all want to be cared for. Like, we all want to be cherished and all these things. But then I also tell myself, not being with someone right now gives me immense freedom. Immense freedom. I could decide, you know what? I'm going to record a podcast episode today. Tell nobody. Tell nobody. Just sit here, record. And not that you can't do that if you're in a relationship, but I'm just saying there's kind of more things to consider of, oh, so and so, if my boyfriend didn't text me back, or if my boyfriend texted me and I don't text him back, they might think that something's up. Like, I don't want them to worry, so I should tell them. But right now, I have complete freedom, And it's the same thing. Like, if you're living with someone and you're cooking dinner, you're gonna wanna ask them what they want for dinner. Now, if I wanna go have a bowl of vegan chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream for dinner, I can. And I don't have to worry about what anybody else is gonna think or what anybody else wants because it's just me and myself. And that's very beautiful. And I forget that so often, especially when we get into this negative mentality of everything we're lacking, right? It's so easy to get into that lack mindset of what do I not have? What do I not have that I want? And then you kind of spiral into this, I don't have this, I don't have that. Oh, but so and so has that, but I don't have that. I don't have that. I don't have that. I'm never gonna have it. And it becomes something so toxic for ourselves, so toxic. Because instead of kind of seeing it as inspiration of like, oh yeah, it'll be nice to have someday, we're like, I don't have it, so my life sucks. Which is so wrong. It's so wrong. It's so wrong. There are so many things that are a blessing in disguise. There are so many things that are a blessing right in front of your face. And literally, the universe is like screaming at you to notice it. And I just want you to take a second, either pause this episode or after this episode, to grab a piece of paper, go and grab it, grab a pen or a pencil or a marker. Or literally an old lipstick, I don't know, whatever you want to write with, and write down all the things in your life that you're genuinely grateful for. And I they could be the smallest, most like minuscule things. Like today, I literally made lemon mint water. I'm literally holding it in my hand and it tastes so good. And I'm like, wow, I'm so grateful that past me made that for me so that now I can drink it and it's nice and refreshing and cool. And just take a second to think of all of the things that you are abundant in, all the wonderful things that you have. And I could sit here and say so many different things that I'm grateful. You know what? I'll do that. I'll do that. If you need some examples, I am so grateful to have the friends that I have. I genuinely have some of the best friends in the entire world that I adore deeply. I adore deeply. And I'm so lucky that I've been patient enough with myself to fully express who I am, not only in social media, but in real life, to allow me to attract those people. Because it takes patience. It takes a lot of patience to fully not just understand yourself. I'm still figuring myself out, right? Of like, what do I like? What hobbies do I want to do? You know, do I want to stay in? Do I want to go out? I feel like life is always this gonna be like, would you rather question, right? And every day you're kind of deciding like, would you rather be this version of you or that version of you? And there's no right or wrong answer. There's just what answer will make you happy. And for me, I'm always thinking of like, what will make me happy? What will make me healthy? What will make me feel fulfilled? What will make me feel excited to be alive? Because that's so important to me. I want to be excited to be alive every day. I want to live life in abundance and happiness. And I've been really going through it lately where I'm always in this lack mindset and I'm done with it. I'm so done with it. And that's why I'm coming back with these podcasts because I am releasing all this overthinking. I'm tearing it apart. Like literally, I'm sorry, I'm getting very passionate. No, I don't apologize. I'm getting very passionate and I don't want to keep like making the sound with the microphone, but it happens. It's a part of life. It's okay. I'm imagining that I'm taking a shredder. Like I have a shredder next to me, right? Like my shredder is all the things that I love to do that helps my mental health, like this podcast, reading, making myself good food, all of that stuff. And then I'm taking all my negative thoughts and I'm putting it in the shredder and it's going away. It's dissolving. It's literally getting ripped to shreds. I don't even remember what I'm overthinking. I don't even remember why I was sad. I don't even remember what I don't have anymore because I'm so focused on what I do have. Some other things I'm grateful for. I'm grateful that I get to make myself food every day. I'm grateful that I get to go buy food. I'm grateful that I get to eat the food that I want to eat. I'm grateful that I've had the same salt lamp since my freshman year of college, and it makes me feel like I'm right next to the sun and it radiates warmth. And I'm so grateful that I have that. I'm grateful for my family. I feel like my family has been so amazing in who I've become, and I'm grateful for them. I'm grateful for all these different things, even smaller things. I'm grateful that the sun shines through my windows and that I'm able to feel the warmth of the sky. That's just some examples. I just want you to take a second to really think of everything you're abundant in because it's very easy to want to rush your life when you forget how wonderful it is in the moment. And sometimes it's not wonderful in the moment. Sometimes it really freaking sucks. And it's hard. It's hard in those moments, but those are the moments when you really need it the most to think of like, what do I have? What do I have that isn't based on what somebody else thinks of me, that isn't based on how much money I'm making, that isn't based on anybody else but me? And in figuring that out and really thinking about what you have, you're able to kind of separate a little bit of what you don't have. And those are the times when, you know, I'm playing more music. Those are the times when I'm going and sitting out in the sun more often because I'm just taking myself back to the smallest, most mundane things that make me happy that have nothing else to do with what grades I'm getting, how much money I'm making, like all these things that are sometimes out of my control. I just go back to the things that I can control, which is what do I like in this moment? What makes me happy? And in focusing on that, I later find myself distracted from what is making me unhappy and what is making me anxious and stressed. And that's what you got to do. Like, whether you're heartbroken, whether you're really anxious, whether you're sad, whether you're stressed, distract yourself. Distract yourself with the things that make you happiest. And so often we forget to do this because we're like, no, we don't have time. Life is patient. Life is patient. Life will wait for you. It will. I know that's such a weird thing to say, but that's the way that I'm seeing it now. Life will wait for you. Life is patient. Life will wait for you to become happier. Life will wait for you. And even if it takes a long time, like everything is always working in your favor. Everyone is always there to serve some purpose in your life. Whether it's to teach you a hard lesson, yeah, it's annoying, it's not fun. Whether it's to give you love in that moment, that was the moment. Sometimes the moment passes and that's sad. It's okay to be sad, but it's also okay to pick yourself back up again and not let yourself stay in that mentality, you know? And it really is up to you. Sometimes there have been like weeks where I'm so incredibly sad and nobody can help me and I feel like it'll never get better. And then there's a moment in my brain where I'm like, no, Celia, yeah, yeah. And I look for little things that I can do to change how I'm feeling. I take a long shower. I do the whole everything shower. I'll go and buy myself a nice face mask. I'll go and go for a long walk. And I'll think, wow, how beautiful. The leaves today started changing. That's what I noticed. And I was like, how wonderful it is to be alive and to see the leaves changing every season. And how wonderful that the earth is always reminding us to change. So the poetic side is coming out. Diary of a Romantica. It's a big ramble. But honestly, I kind of love it. I love it. I feel like such is life. Life is all these thoughts and all these moments. And how beautiful that is. I don't know. Life is patient. Life will wait for you. That's what I think. Life will wait for you. You don't have to have everything figured out right at this second. It's okay if you're still kind of trying to find who you are. There's no need to have everything figured out right now. There's no need. Like I said, I think it's important to have goals because that will help kind of navigate you to figuring out what you want. But if you get somewhere, let's say you have this end goal of this very specific, I don't know, thing that you want to accomplish. And then you accomplish it and you decide, okay, maybe this necessarily wasn't what I wanted after all. Maybe I want to do something else. That's okay. You can change your mind. You can change your mind and you can change your hair. You can do. How does that song go? You can change your hair and you can change your clothes. You can change your mind. That's just the way it goes. You can say goodbye. You can say hello. But you'll always find your way back home. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I don't know how long this was, but hopefully it made you feel better. I think it made me feel better. It definitely made me feel better. And I hope that you take the time today to do something that you really love doing. For me, that's reading, that's crocheting, that's cooking, that's making a podcast, that's writing a poem. I hope you find time. I hope you make time to do something that you really love today. And in doing so, I hope you remember how much love you're showing to yourself in that moment, because by doing the things you love, you're really taking time to love yourself. And that's important, especially if you want somebody else to love you, man. How do you expect somebody else to love you if you don't love yourself? That's what I think. I feel like that's what I always think for me. But then someone's like, I think it's also important to note that you don't have to be perfect for someone to love you. You don't have to be, like I said, this idealistic version that you created when you were younger. I think love is always evolving. And just think of yourself. I always think of how sometimes I go through rough patches with myself, and then I always come back. And I'm always like, you know what? I love you. Thank you so much for getting me through that. I really needed you in that moment, and you really got me through, and you really pulled through for me. That if one thing about me, I'm always going to pull through for myself. And I think that's really beautiful. And I think I love myself in every stage that I am, even if sometimes I don't show it, even if sometimes I don't know it. Oh, wow, that was rhyming. Ni intenté. But yeah, I think life is patient with you. Love is patient with you. And things happen when they're meant to happen. And take time to appreciate where you are today, because you never know where you could be tomorrow. All right. As always, if you like this episode, please share it with me. Please let me know what you're grateful for. Let me know some goals you have for yourself too. What are your goals for this new, I guess, academic year? Because it's not really, I'm not going to school this year, but for this new academic year, I'm not going to school this academic year. But yeah, what are some goals you have? Some things you're grateful for? I'm out here giving you guys homework, but more than anything, I just want you guys to know how wonderful you are. And if nobody has told you that today, I'm telling you that you are wonderful and life is patient. Maybe life is patient after all. Who would have thought? All right. I love you guys a lot. Con amor siempre. And I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.